Welcome to Lively Stones Ministry. I'm Minister Ezekiel Jones. The Bible says that you are the temple of God, a spiritual house. 1 Peter 2 and 5 says you are as lively stones, built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Things are about to shift quickly. Not much longer now. Things are about to shift quickly. Not much longer now. Things are about to shift quickly. Not much longer now. Things are about to shift quickly.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Good morning to you, each and everybody, everywhere, wherever you may be at on this morning. God is a good God. God is still in control. He's still yet on the throne. God is still working it out for the goodness of God. Where have you, wherever would you have not been if it had not been for God who were on your side? We'd like to usher you in right now to Lively Stones Ministry with your host, Minister Ezekiel Jones. And I tell you, we're glad about it. Glory to God. We thank God for our program director and our producer this morning. Amen. The voice of Hidden Places, no other than Sister Karen Hubbard. Amen. We thank God for her being in our midst. Oh, praise the Lord. So we thank God, amen, for our listening audience out there this morning. How can they hear without a preacher, and how can they preach except they've been sent? We thank God for you this morning. Each and every time, amen, that we pray, we always mention of our radio listening order that somebody will come into the knowledge of the truth and the victory of Jesus Christ. And I come to tell you that victory shall be yours. Victory is yours today. Glory to God. Tomorrow is not even promised. Yesterday is gone already. We can't do nothing about it. Only thing we have now is now. Now is the acceptable time. Now is the acceptable time. Look what the Lord have done. And it's all about God is turning things around. God is shaking things up. God is stirring the things up. The Bible says the class, stir up the gift that is within you, what God have given to you. God have given every man a measure of faith. What are you going to do with the things that God have blessed you with? Glory be to God. We thank God, amen, for we being here. Once again, amen, on this edition of Lively Stones Ministry, Saturday morning, amen, here at this 7:30 a.m. appointed time, appointed and anointed, glory to God, WCNO, our radio provider here in the Palm City area and throughout the Church Coast, amen, in South Florida as well, amen, E-Mudge reaching up to Brevard County. So we like to say, amen, good morning to you. And what good thing, amen, can come up out of Nazareth? What good thing can come up out of Palm City? What good thing can come up out of Fort Pierce? And what good thing come up out of Fort Lauderdale? Wherever you may be at this morning, you're listening now to the bread of life, the word of God. The word of the Lord says that the word of engrafted word, which is able. Come on here. Which is able to save a one soul. The word of God. The word of God. You don't have to live in a time of dismalation and being confused, because God is not the author of confusion, but of peace and love and joy and happiness. Glory to God that he'll turn your frown, amen, into a smile. And you'll turn your mourning, amen, into daylight. Amen. Glory to God. And we thank God, amen, for God is everlasting and everlasting. Dear everlasting Father, immortal, invisible God, omnipotent, oh Lord, oh God. Oh Lord, we thank you, oh God, for who you are in our lives on this morning, oh God. We praise you, oh God. We give you glory because you are worthy of all acceptation, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for your peace, oh God. We thank you this morning, oh God, for being counting us worthy, oh God. You have counted us faithful, and you have enabled us to put us into the ministry on this morning. God, now we ask that your word will go forth. You said that your word would not, oh God, return unto you void. It will accomplish that as you please, and we'll prosper. We're into the thing that you sent it, oh God. Touch somebody, oh God, right now, oh God. Somebody, oh God, is in a time of discreet, oh Lord. Somebody is a time of not knowing their way. Somebody is a time have lost their way, oh God. Somebody have given up all hope. Somebody in the place of suicidal on this morning, oh God. Somebody incarcerated on this morning, oh Lord. A home is broken up this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. But we ask now, oh God, that you will mend it all back together again, because you are God. And besides you, there is no other God. We'll be careful to give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory in Jesus' name. Let us say amen. Let us say amen. It's a good thing to give thanks unto God. Amen. And to sing praises unto God. Name Psalms 92, verse 1. It's a good thing to know who God is in your life now, the days that we're living in right now. And it's a terrible thing not to know him now, for all the wrath and the malices that we're living in right now. We got to know God now in the fullness of who he is, in the fullness of the Trinity, in the fullness of the Godhead. God, have the thoughts that the Lord have for you are the plans of peace and not of evil, to give you an expectant end. And God would not disappoint as expectant heart, someone that is looking something from the Lord. Look what the Lord have done. He have done marvelous things already, and victory shall be yours. But how can I obtain this victory? How can I claim this victory? You have to walk in victory. You have to walk in love. And oh, how I love Jesus. How I love Jesus. Can you just say it with me? How I love Jesus. How I love Jesus. Why? Because he first love me. He first loved you, friend. That's why you can love Jesus. You know, when somebody loves you, when somebody loves you and somebody have done some things for you in your life, you ought to say thank you. You ought to say, I appreciate that. When folk is bending over backwards for you and on the job, church members, glory to God, greeting you with love and kindness and tender mercies, with only what the Lord would give, you ought to say thank you. You ought to say glory. You ought to say thank you, Lord, for what they have done already for me. And then what this does is, this is the amazing grace of God. And then the goodness of God will follow you all the days of your life, that your cup will continue to run over, glory to God. We need to know and to be mindful that we are children of God. We're obedient children of God. So therefore, let us walk as children of the day and not the children of the night. Jesus said that when a man walketh at night, he stumbles because he can't find his way. That is a metaphorically speaking, that if you go out, I was working out in the yard the other night and ran out of daylight, couldn't see nothing. Yeah, you know, and this is the same aspect of being in the Lord, when let us walk as the day, for the hour would come that let us work while day, and the hour would come that when night come, no man worketh, glory to God. And he that will come, and will not tarry. That word tarry simply means delay. He was not delay his coming for me, and he will not delay his coming for you. But he that will come, and not tarry. Let us put away deceitful acts. Let us put away filthiness and all superfluity. Let us put away backbiting and covetousness. Don't you know the word of the Lord simply states the word covetousness is idolatry. It's something that you have a desire for, something that you're seeking. And this thing very thing is taking your mind off of the Lord. You're tipping into it. You're watching it constantly. And as you continue to watch some and feast off of it, then you begin to want to partake of it. And it begins and is not edifying. It is not soothing for your soul. See, the word of the Lord brings deliverance. The word of the Lord brings life. That's why Jesus said, "These words that I speak unto you, these words are spirit and they are light." It is the spirit that quickeneth, and in the flesh profited nothing. God is more concerned with you as a one-on-one basis on this morning. God saying that now I need you to live in now faith. The faith of what I had yesterday won't do me any good, for today is the day of salvation. This is the day that the Lord have made, so I need to rejoice in this day. Because, see, the fact of the matter is, see, folk wake up one way and you feel happy and you feel joyful at times, and you got good intentions for 24 hours of the day. But if a one see you tomorrow, what happened to you? You were so excited yesterday and you're a downer. See, when you're in the Lord, it's a continuity and it's a consistency of the love, that the favor, what God have shown you. And when God don't as far as speak to you in a situation when you feel as though he's not there by your side, this is the time that you need to continue to persevere. This is the time you need to continue to press your way on. This is the time you need to continue to, that I will press toward the mark of the high calling, of a higher calling. There's a transcending state as a believer, that you are not being content and being in one spot. There's a higher depth. There's a higher mountain. And I come to tell somebody on this morning that he's the same God that's on the, when you're in the mountain, he's the same God that's when you in the valley. When you're going through some times and your troubles in your life, God is still there. When you think he ain't there, God is there. He said, "I'll be there until the end of the world." Jehovah El Roha, this word simply means, the Hebrew word translated, the God who sees everything, and nothing goes unnoticed without God knows about it. I'm reminded when Satan came, when Job was tempted by Satan, and he came as the sons of God came to present themselves, glory to God, and Satan came too, but God saw him and said, "Well, did you come from? What are you here for?" And Satan said, "I goes to and fro seeking whom I may devour." And God began to have where he said, "Have you considered my servant Job, the one that is a upright, glory to God, man, a man that knows me and eschews from evil, glory to God." But God put a hedge of protection around him. Even though Job was persecuted, Job, amen, lost everything that he had, 10 children and all his possessions, but he began to continue to glorify God despite of what he was going through, glory to God. He must, when his wife said that, "You still hold on to your integrity, why don't you curse God and die?" Job said, "Woman, you talk as a foolish woman. This is the Almighty God, the immortal God, invisible, omnipotent God. This is the God that sits high and looks low. This is the God that of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. This is the God that put the supernatural seed in Mary, glory to God, that she brought forth a son, and he called his name Jesus. And he brought forth that he would save all his people from their sins. Meaning Emmanuel being interpreted that God is with us. So if I'm going through anything in my life and it's overbearing to me, and if I'm going to a time of desolation in my life, but if I take on the name of Christ Jesus, if I take on the name of the Lamb of God, if I take on and knowing that God is with me, and I come to realize on this morning, if friend, if God be for you, who can be against you? Glory to God. Jesus said that in the world you should have tribulation. And while you in the world, you're going to be persecuted, baby. You're going to go through something in your life because you're naming the name of Christ. And I didn't, as I look through the scriptures and to see if it's so. See, Jesus say, read the word of God. You got to read the word of the Lord for yourself. I can't live on my grandmama faith. I can't live on my granddaddy faith. I can't live on the pastor faith. I can't live on my wife faith. But I got to know and to realize and to understand, amen, for the God whom I serve, that he is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that a one can even ask or think by the power that worketh in you. I reminded when Satan, he much himself. See, Satan comes to what? He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus said, I come that they might have life. I come that you might have life. You think folk think they having life now. You're feeling like you're on top of the world. You're feeling, but you're not giving God the praises. You're praising the creature rather than the creator. You're praising something idolatry. But this is why God got mad. Glory to God. God with the children of Israel. He got angry, amen, every time Moses went up into the mount to speak to God. And they have the audacity to come. They had the audacity when Moses came back that you are praising a golden calf. You got to be kidding me. I brought you up out of Egypt when you was in despair, when you had no other way to turn, and Pharaoh back you up in a corner. You have an audacity to want to worship something that can't deliver you. Glory to God. And I'm not the same God that divided the seas. I'm not the same God, glory to God, that when Moses struck the rock when you was thirsty, brought you up out of Egypt. Amen. And I provided for you. Glory to God. He's still on the throne. Glory to God. We thank God for his goodness. We thank him for his mercy. We thank him for his everlasting love. We thank him for the eternal, amen, God. We thank God for being on our side. God is a good God. That word good means, relatively speaking, word mean tov. It's the Hebrew word tov, which means something that is pleasant, something that is good, something of a significant. Glory to God. Something of a benevolence, mean the mercies of God. Something that is of a chaste, the love and kindness, how the Lord have drawn you, my friend, to him. No man can come unto to Jesus unless he's been drawn unto Jesus. I come to understand, to realize that there's God, and then when with God, all things was made by God, and nothing was made that was made. So you ought to give God some praises. You ought to magnify his name. God is the is one God, and is one mediator, and is that mediator one man between God and man, and the man is Christ Jesus our Lord. Listen, let's go over to the book of Revelation chapter 12 verse 10. if we could in our texts coming up out of here on this morning. We definitely want to give you on this word of the Lord. We're going to feast off the word of the Lord, because your soul will die if you don't have the word of God. The word of God is a revelation, a divine guidance for the believer. You must get into the word of the Lord, the word of God. Listen. The word of God say, and I heard a loud voice. Saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength in the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. See, Satan is your accuser. He's your accuser. Satan come to put doubt in a believer's mind. Satan comes to describe. Satan simply is a one don't want you to see all the things that the Lord have for you. But spiritual maturity is one thing that the people of God need to have going forth as a believer. And in order to obtain this spiritual maturity, we have to get ourselves in a position with God, and we have to take our rightfully place in the Lord. And once this encounter begin to take place, see, we can be able to see as a spiritual in alignment, because my life is lining up with the things that be of God. I'm not going and trying to outrun God, and I have to consult with the Master, the internal glory, the internal King of glory. I have to consult with him before I make any rash decisions. How many know today, and have you looked back over your life and you went and done something that you wanted to do and you didn't consult with the Lord, and it begins to be a shipwreck. It begins to be a disaster. It begins to be a big mess that you have done. And once you have done that, glory to God, you're not feeling in a good place right now. But when you begin to get that thing unto the Lord and ask God, God, what you would have for me to do, God, what you would have for me to the route that I should take, the divine direction that I should take, because all the ways of a man is clean in his own eye. See, but the Lord will lay way the spirit. The Lord will lay the foundation that you will build your house upon a rock and not upon wood, hay, or stubble. See, these types of things, when a hurricane come, literally is going to destroy something. But listen, let me tell you something. But if you got the hurricane-proof windows, glory to God, and you all shut it up, glory to God, your house gonna stand. But if you don't put nothing up, amen, for the protection of the hurricane, and believe me, staying in South Florida, we all knows about hurricanes, glory to God. This is the same, amen, metaphorically speaking, amen, that we can apply this word here into our everyday life as a Christian. How many know this morning, amen, that even your failures can be a blessing for you. Your failures, because you failed at a particular thing. So now you want to go back to the drawing board and do it right how God have called you to do it now. Now, God, I'm hearing your voice now. Now, God, I'm hearing, I'm seeking the Lord, amen, right now like I should have done in the first place. Glory to God. So Satan is the accuser of the brother. And Satan come to point out your faults and your claws and what you can be in a place of you doing things right. Amen. amen, but yet though Satan is come to with his tactics. He comes to tell you, amen, that God didn't say that. You know, like he deceived Eve, glory to God. But you got to understand, amen, for Satan, listen here. You got to get deep behind me, Satan. But I come to tell you this morning, Satan don't belongs in front of you. He don't belong on the side of you where he can whisper in your ear and tell you these accusations and all these accusing you of things and stuff like that. He don't even belongs in the back of you. You know where Satan belongs? Satan belongs under your feet, because the word of God said that I done came and he have put all things and all power have been and authority have been given unto me, that is in heaven, that is in earth, and everything have been put under your feet, because heaven is his throne and earth is his footstool. And I come to tell you on this morning, radio listener audience, that you are a recipient of that. You are an inheritance of Jesus Christ. Therefore, we hope and glory, amen, in the inheritance of the Jesus Christ, that we rejoice now. It is time for you to rejoice in the Lord. Don't matter what it looked like, don't matter what they said, don't matter, but you are a child of God. I come to tell somebody on this morning, the Bible souls declare, except the Lord buildeth the house, he that labor gonna labor in vain. See, God is gonna build a house, glory to God, and you're just a piece of what God gonna do. God have intentions for you. Amen. The thoughts of peace, glory to God, and not of evil. Praise God for his goodness and his mercy. Come on here. Simplicity of God. To know whom we are serving. Jesus said in the book of John 3:17, for I have not come to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Glory to God. I didn't come to point out your faults or your inefficiencies. I didn't come to criticize you of anything. I come, and when I come, amen, with the power of God. I come with the blood of Jesus. Glory to God. Therefore, there's no condemnation for them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. You have not been, amen, as far as being condemned, because Jesus is what? Jesus is love. Glory to God. See, the spirit of conviction, the word of the Lord, amen, it will convict you of something if you're not doing something that God requires for you to do, because God expect great things from his children. Many folk in the Bible have slipped up and have been caught in the wrong place at the wrong time and getting their minds and getting their eyes off track. But the apostle, amen, Peter made mistakes, glory to God. The King David made mistakes. Paul, that persecuted the church before God used him, amen, to write over the 2/3 of the book of the New Testament, glory to God. Amen. So God is calling his people now into the place of redemption now, glory to God, that you will walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, but redeeming the time, amen, because the days are evil. And seeing Satan comes to make you evil. He wanted to tell you something, amen, that is mind-boggling to you. Something that, you know, as far as when you're in somewhere, amen, and people done got on your last nerve, and something of that old man is about to transpire again. But you got to mortify your deeds and bring that up under subjection of your flesh. Amen. Glory to God. I seen something the other day when I was in a place of business, but the Holy Ghost say, Zeke, the Holy Ghost say, listen here, boy, you've been born again. Yeah, you got the Holy Ghost. See, the Holy Ghost will remind you at times, because the Spirit, the word of the Lord said in Romans, that Romans the 10th chapter, glory to God. Glory to God. If any man be in Christ, if he have Christ in him, amen. If you don't have the Spirit of Christ, you're not none of his. Because the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life. because of righteousness. And that righteousness of God rises up in the day, amen, of adversity. It rises up in the child of God. Glory to God. Ain't you glad this morning to be on the winning side? Ain't you glad that the Lord is on your side on this morning? Glory to God. Somebody need to wake up this morning and see the goodness of God. Tap into the spirit of the living God. The Bible says, where's there the spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Come on here. We out of time. But we thank you for listening in this morning. We want to say God bless you, and may God meet all your endeavors in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We love you. We thank the Lord for you tuning in, and be that living stone which God have called you to be. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you is my prayer. Join us again next week right here on WCNO.